Now, you're listening to The World Service. How about a bit of this? Because freedom to express yourself is what we're talking about next. Today is World Naked Bike Ride Day, with cyclists in various states of undress taking to two wheels in cities around the world, including London. The sight of hundreds of bare bottoms on bikes might raise a smile or might cause others to look away, but the organisers say the point of the whole event is a serious one. Let's meet John Kirk, who's here in the studio, one of the riders in the British capital today. He's cycled into New Broadcasting House with his clothes on for now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why are you doing this?
We've got a few goals. We want to basically raise awareness, show how vulnerable cyclists are when we're on the road, and protest against car culture, the idea that it's just a normal default state to drive, and the risk of oil dependency.
Right, so it's a global theme and a local one.
That's right, yes.
And there are people doing this bike ride in cities all over the world. Where, for instance?
Well, there's another ride in Edinburgh today, in fact, up in Scotland. There's a ride in Brighton tomorrow. There was one in Manchester yesterday.
But outside the UK, it's going on too.
Oh, yes. I can't list all of them, but I know there's some in America, in Portland. The Southern Hemisphere tends to do those about 6 months ago. So Australia, there's when it's winter here and when it's summer there.
And so you're promoting cycling as an alternative to using up fossil fuels.
Yes, that's right.
That is the overreaching point, I imagine, of the whole thing, if you're talking about it on an international level.
Yes.
How does taking your clothes off help to raise awareness of that, just because more eyes are on you?
Partly, yes. It's and people see us going past and they say, why are you all doing that? And that gives an opportunity to raise the topic. Whereas people see me cycling past every day with my clothes on, they don't say, oh, why are you doing that? So partly it's just a conversation starter.
And does it start conversations in your experience?
It does, yes. Yes, and we try to promote it so that people know in advance why we're doing it, but also we get a few conversations on the day as well.
Presumably there are different reactions in different countries. I mean, not many people in London would be that bothered by a naked bottom cycling past them. I don't know, some might be. But in other more conservative countries, to use a phrase, the reaction might be more adverse.
Yes, again, I mentioned Edinburgh, and the law is actually different in Scotland, so they're not allowed to be fully naked up there, so they have to at least wear a sock in a strategic place.
Right, or a coat, given the weather in Edinburgh.
Yes.
What do you think of cycling naked? You're a keen cyclist, Ben Rawlins.
Well, my main concern is whether you're allowed to wear a helmet. I'm presuming yes, because...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the slogan we have is, as bare as you dare, so you could go fully clothed if you wanted to. Personally, I'll be wearing a helmet and a pair of shoes, just because barefoot is uncomfortable on the road.
Yes, yes. Well, I think it's fantastic. I think, yeah, car culture is something that we should all be made to think about, and I agree fully with John that that's probably one of the best ways of making you think.
Is there a legal grey area here, John? Is it actually against the law to cycle around naked, or do people just turn a blind eye? Police, I mean.
Right, the law says that there is an offence of exposure, and that applies if you deliberately expose your genitals, which we are, some of us, and if you intend to cause alarm...
So we can be clear.
Yes, yes. And if you intend to cause alarm or distress, which we don't.
Right. So, but you might. Well, some people might be very alarmed.
That's the thing. It's about intent. So if we don't intend... It's basically the thought that counts. So if we're not intending to cause alarm and people are alarmed, we're still okay. Whereas if I did intend to cause alarm and people just said, oh, whatever, I would still be breaking the law.
Ben, you've got your cycle here in London today. Will you be stripping off as well?
This is the first I've heard about it. Maybe I will, yes.
And if you did, what point would you hope to make other than having a bit of fun?
I think, this is a very dense media environment. To get any attention to any issue, you've got to do extreme things. And I think taking your clothes off is perhaps one of the most. I mean, in the parts of the world that I've been working in lately, African women often take off all their clothes to make political points. So I think it's all of a
piece. Do they?
Yes.
Go on. Well, I'm interested to hear that.
Yes, yes.
I haven't heard that said before.
No, especially for women, it's a real shaming tactic, because to see a naked woman is a shameful thing. Therefore, to take off your clothes and force somebody, rather like our law here, to force somebody to look at you in that way is to shame them.
I remember reading Wangari Maathai's book, and they did that as part of the Greenbelt movement.
Yes.
And it was actually pretty effective.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it perhaps loses its power here. It doesn't shame the onlookers, but at least it makes them think.
What do you think, Nadifa, of World Naked Bike Ride?
I think it would make for an amazing police chase if they do want to arrest you.
I mean, is there room for moral objection to this? I mean, you're not going to get any from the people in this studio, John, but presumably you do want to provoke a reaction, and that will include some outrage.
We don't want to outrage anyone. Like I said, our intent is explicitly not to do that. We do want to stop and make people think, though. And there are some other interesting aspects to this. For example, there's the Free the Nipple campaign, which some of you may have heard of. And that's the idea that the inequality that, for example, if I walked around with my shirt off on a hot day, no one, it wouldn't even be a question of breaking the law.
This is a sexism thing.
Yeah. Whereas if women did it, then even though there's no law against it, it might still get attention.
John Kirk, many thanks for coming in and good luck with the ride and the campaign.
Thank
World
you.
Naked Bike Ride Day is today. Look out for it. Now, Jessica.